It's candidate night at the Teamsters Hall in Cedar Rapids. The crowd is getting restless. Hundreds of union members on their night off, and they've already sat through two stump speeches, Chet Colfer's and Roxanne Conlin's. Third at bat is the tall guy in khakis and an Oxford shirt. From the crowd, you can't help but wonder if this former college professor is really the best closer for tonight.
Your Congressman, David Loebsack. Thanks, everybody. It's always dangerous to be the third speaker at a labor event, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Okay, so the jokes fall a little flat, but after his talking points on health care and minimum wage, second-term Congressman Dave Loebsack's central message seems to hit home.
Governor Colfer talked about not going back to Terry Branstad. I'm talking to you about not going back to George Bush. I'm talking to you about not going back to a Republican Congress.
Teamsters are clearly home turf for the Democrats. The hall itself is papered in red and green Colfer posters, wrapped up like an early Christmas present for the liberal ticket. And to some race watchers, that's what this whole district is, a done deal for Loebsack. Voter registration here is heavily Democratic, and Loebsack's up against the same opponent he beat last time around, Ottumwa ophthalmologist Marionette Miller Meeks. Yet even in this district, no one could mistake 2010 for 2008. And you don't have to tell Dave Loebsack that this year, even the safer Democrats have to walk a very thin line. That's according to James Lynch, political reporter for the Cedar Rapids Gazette.
He doesn't spend a lot of time talking about how great health care reform is, how great the stimulus was. I mean, he defends those folks. But at the same time, he's not waving the red flag in front of the folks who don't agree with that. So I think he's, you know, playing it smart.
And smart is what he'll have to continue to be, because at least one recent poll shows Miller Meeks may be closing in.
I'm Marionette Miller Meeks. I'm running for Congress.
I'm just starting on.
Did I have that look? Did I look short?
No.
I am short now.
Just before dinner time at an assisted living facility in Wilton, Miller Meeks is going door to door. This is the kind of retail politics she thrives on. You might not know it from larger events like last week's debate, where the former Army nurse can come off as a little wooden. But put her in a living room or a town hall, and her expertise is unmistakable.
If the Democrats wanted to repeal the Bush tax cuts or only put them in place for certain income levels, they didn't have to wait until now to do it. So even if they come back after the November elections and they do something about it, it's too late. That single mother is going to have that money taken out of her paycheck in January and February.
She knows her strengths, and she knows her audience. Independents throughout the district, but especially in the rural southern counties where high unemployment has been crippling. Retired farmer Jack Reif says he's at this Wilton town hall because Miller Meeks gets it.
Well, she comes from a rural area, so she understands the rural part, too. I think she's flexible enough to serve this district, and at the same time, as you've seen here, people are interested in controlling government, and I think she will do that.
There are signs that Democrats may be unnerved. The National Trade Union Center is sending out Loebsack campaign mailers and automated calls, the kind of political transfusions usually given to incumbents in tight races. But the conventional wisdom says Loebsack's still a safe bet, despite changing his tune on the Bush tax cuts, so long as the Democrats can hold their ground. Again, political reporter James Lynch.
If Congressman Loebsack loses the 2nd District, it's going to be a really bad day for Democrats nationally, because this is a district that they should hold unless there is a real Republican tsunami.
And a tsunami of conservatism doesn't seem likely in the 2nd District. But residents who remember Loebsack's 2006 victory over 30-year incumbent Jim Leach, which won him the nickname the Unlikely Congressman, also know that every now and again, the 2nd District can still deliver an election night surprise. In Cedar Rapids, I'm Kate Wells, Iowa Public Radio News.